The U.S.-led NATO alliance is reducing its forces in Afghanistan amid rising Taliban insurgency, despite the 13-year war. A special ceremony is being held in Kabul to hand over responsibility for security to Afghan forces. Some 12,500 foreign troops will stay in the war-torn country. Families of Afghan victims killed in the latest U.S. airstrike have rejected an apology by the American military. Officials in Logar province say that a U.S. commander has admitted to the deadly airstrike. The unnamed commander has claimed faulty intelligence led to civilian deaths. Bahraini security forces have reportedly raided the houses of pro-democracy protesters in the village of Sanibis, arresting a dozen people. The Al Khalifa regime forces have surrounded the village since Saturday morning due to the escalation of demos. Meanwhile, protesters in several towns across the Arab country have clogged up roads with burning tires. The Iranian army has started the fourth phase of a massive military drill in the country's south. In the latest stage of the maneuvers, naval forces will conduct mining operations against mock enemy vessels and submarines. The Army's F-4 fighter jets will also provide air support to the naval fleet. Currents of similar violence. An Air Asia flight with at least 160 people on board is reported missing on its way from Indonesia to Singapore. Indonesia's transport ministry says the aircraft lost contact with the Jakarta Air Traffic Control Tower 42 minutes after takeoff. A search and rescue operation is now underway. The European Union's newest member, Croatia, is holding a presidential election amid a deep economic crisis. Four candidates, including the incumbent Ivo Josipovic, are running for the post. Polls show that Josipovic is the front-runner, and his only serious rival is Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic of the main opposition Conservative Party. And thousands of people have been stranded by heavy snowfall in the French Alps. Shelters have been set up in at least 12 towns in southeastern France for up to 15,000 Christmas holidaymakers trapped in ski resorts. The blizzard has killed a young man in a car accident.